still in Glastonbury. I'm at the Occult Consultancy in Benedict Street, and I'm with Jamie Alexander. Jamie, you must have had a few people in here with some very strange ideas, haven't you?
Loads.
Well, first off, tell us a bit about the shop so that people get an understanding of what it is you do here.
Okay, we provide magical services. People come in with their problems, and we perform readings or consultations, and they get essentially a prescription then, so someone could come in and say that their husband's gone astray, and we'll, you know, give them the right candles, the right oils, the right products to use to get that person back. And we deal with all manner of sort of weird and wonderful things.
Now, you must have got some very strange things, because you deal mainly in voodoo and hoodoo. So you must have had some people coming in for asking for the most strangest of things.
We've had some awesome people. There was a guy a couple of months ago who came in and in a biker jacket, leaned on the counter and told me that he was a 14th level dragon mage, to which I responded, "Well, is that in Dungeons and Dragons or in real life, sir?" He got really offended at that and said, "It's in real life." And he started going on about how he couldn't be cursed and how nobody could curse him. So I started muttering, and he shit himself. And he started standing there panicking, going really red in the face. And this 30-year-old man's nearly in tears. And he said, "What was that? What was that?" And there were three women from Cardiff in the shop at the time. And they were looking really sort of, you know, in the back, really eavesdropping and looking. And I said, "It's Calan Lan, sir. It's a Welsh lullaby." And the woman from Cardiff walked on. She went, "Dragon mage, eh? Not much of a fucking dragon mage. You'd be scared of Calan Lan, are you, Liv?" And he left quite quickly.